welcome to Scott Rinscher Podcast. The podcast is recorded in the Green Room Lounge in DP, Wisconsin. Hi, people I've never seen before. Hi. There's girls in the front, John.
There are. Don't scare them.
I'm trying not to. Normally, I have John to my left.
Yeah, hello.
And normally, Mike is to my right, but
hello.
It's not Mike this time. It's Nick.
Hi. How's it going?
Okay, you're doing okay. So, years ago, John used to have a podcast.
Yes.
Called the John Egan Podcast.
Critic Egan Podcast.
I was only on like half the episodes. I'd never listened.
Yep. Oh, only half. It was 140.
But Nick and I were also common guests.
Yes.
And whenever we would show up, we would usually drink a smoothie.
And that's what we have now. We have DQ. Are these Orange Julius?
There's Orange Julius.
Yeah. At DQ, there's Orange Julius now?
Yeah. Yep.
Or has that always been, I don't eat there. I'm an adult.
They've been there for like a year or two.
Yeah. Oh, they just became?
I think they collaborated with them like 4 years ago, actually.
Was like a massive crossover campaign?
Barely not that massive. You didn't even know about it.
I had no idea.
You love your fast food.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Fan food?
It doesn't say fan food. How do you know it? What does the fan food mean?
I don't know. It's
a commercial. Not fast food. It's a marketing campaign.
I don't like it. I don't.
All right.
It's spiritual.
It's spiritual?
Yeah.
Don't.
Fan food.
It's a strange promotion. It's probably not going
to
work.
It's getting people to be fat.
So you don't shoot the president in your own mind.
What?
What? That has nothing to do.
They should go back to ridiculous. I like
that's
that
exactly
one.
What it is.
That was a good one.
All right, Scott, we need to.
All right. Hey, I have some topics we can talk about.
Oh, good.
Because I know, like I said last time, I know John wasn't here.
No, I wasn't, and you guys were mean.
Yeah, we made fun of John because he wasn't here.
What did they say?
I don't remember.
Oh, I have a list. Don't worry. Well, I wasn't here last month. I was busy doing things because I'm an adult. Sometimes I get busy. And they decided to put it upon themselves to make fun of me. So let's see. Here we go. Last podcast, I am short.
Yep.
I'm a drunk.
Yep.
I would never listen to the last podcast. I did.
He did.
Ken is already better than me.
Yep.
My wife is better than me.
Yep.
Mike's going to murder me on Christmas at 10 p.m.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Oh, but you like my dog.
Yeah, he's funny. Or she.
I'm shit, but my dog. Yes, it's a she. And you keep calling her a he.
Because it's Bernie.
Because of its it.
It's... What?
No.
Okay, anyways. That's all you had to complain about?
Yeah.
That's not...
I thought I was going to start a conversation.
Well, first of all, compared to Mike and I, and Ken and Mike and I, you are short.
Okay.
Face it. How are you? Like 5'2"?
Yep, exactly. I'm 5'2".
I don't know.
I'm 5'9 and a half.
That's still, I'm like 6'3".
I'm sorry. I don't know how you want me to do. I can't do anything about it. There's nothing I can do about it. I can wear taller shoes.
What?
I can wear taller shoes.
Why do you say it that way?
What, shoes?
Are you making fun of me because I say buttons wrong?
No, but I didn't know that.
So, okay.
But Scott says buttons wrong.
No, I say it right. It's fine. It's
buttons.
You push the buttons.
Ooh, it's too long.
But,
A little longer than
we had... You have a flavor, you have a, what is it?
Oh boy.
Uh-oh.
Smoothie?
He has a smoothie, but it's a strawberry.
Okay, yeah.
People at work are making fun of me because I say strawberry wrong.
Yeah, you said strawberry like
strawberry.
That?
Strawberry.
Yeah, no, you have to say strawberry.
Sounds like you're trying to say shrubbery and adding a T.
Because it's strawberry.
We were having ice cream.
Strawberry shrub.
It's strawberry shrub.
Because we were having an ice cream day, because it was Aaron Rodgers Day, I guess.
Wait, you had an ice cream day and you chose strawberry ice cream?
No, strawberry sauce.
Oh. There's no way you're doing this on purpose.
Strawberry sauce sounds terrible.
Not strawberry. 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 Strawberry.
What are you saying?
Say it.
Strawberry.
Okay, there you kind of
okay,
have
what
it.
Okay, what is in our drink right now?
Yours is triple berry?
No, what is this right here?
It's a straw.
Okay, why can't you
and
add
then
the word
Todd
berry to berry. It?
Strawberry.
Wow.
It's a triple berry. I have pomegranate.
Whoa. You can't say pomegranate?
No, I just can't remember what else. Because there's something else. Two things in here. Pomegranate and something else.
Probably another berry.
Probably a strawberry.
Why did you look in your smoothie as if there would be like a full cherry or something? You'd be like, oh, look, a cherry. It's pomegranate cherry.
It might be blueberry. It's probably strawberry.
I heard it.
So, So are you complaining about all these things they said about you?
What?
No,
I was just very surprised at how mean everyone was.
We could have been a lot worse.
You don't seem like you're that affected by it. Did
no,
you like
I don't care, really. Oh, okay. It was just a bit for the podcast that Scott plowed over.
I can...
No, bring up your topics. I'm sure you brought up socks or some bullshit. Let's do it.
I have drums.
You can't see strawberry, right?
Strawberry.
Nope, not right at all.
Strawberry.
Strawberry and buttons. Have we covered that before? That you can't say words right for no reason?
Yes. I can say right to like...
Do the letters get stuck in your beard hair?
My girlfriend used to pronounce pistachio as pistachio. She would always add the word...
S?
Yes.
It was always... You want as pistachios?
As pistachios. Yep.
She would have that little pause
before there. Yep.
As pistachios.
Because I had almond.
That's like saying paschetti at as 25-year-old. I want paschetti.
Yeah.
Funny thing. I don't think she's ever even had pistachios. I think she just pronounces them.
I thought she was gonna say
it. Just came
spaghetti.
Up in conversation.
Really?
Oh yeah. She's never had spaghetti. As a 23-year-old, she's never had spaghetti in her life.
Maybe
she is so deprived.
Maybe the problem is she orders pistachios, and they're like, could I have an espistachio? She's like, I don't think we have those, and she never had a chance to get them.
Because she's pronouncing it wrong, she never has had the opportunity to eat some food.
Yeah.
So have you ever had strawberries in your life?
I've had strawberries, yeah. I've eaten them. I just threw some away because they were old, because I brought them I made a salad. This is my problem I have.
You make salads and no one appreciates them?
Yes.
No, I can't make food well. Like, if you said, hey, John, no, you would say that.
If I was looking in the mirror, I'd be like, hey, John, nice dick.
You lied to yourself in front of the mirror. Oh, we make fun of what he's here.
That would have been funnier if you actually had confidence when you said that. You looked at me.
No. But if you said, hey, Scott, make this sandwich, and you gave me peanut butter and jelly and bread, and I'd be like, and then you like just put this much peanut butter on it, put this much jelly, and then I would do that, it would taste worse somehow.
Why?
I don't know.
What would you know? What would you do that would make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich terrible?
I don't know. I'd probably buy the wrong kind of bread.
No, we're giving you the thing.
Yeah,
you asked me to give you the ingredients.
We're giving you the ingredients, and you would make it taste bad somehow.
I don't know how it works.
What would you do in between there?
All right, how much peanut butter would you put on?
I'd put like until it covers the bread.
That's
but like how much covers? Like full on scoops or just cover the line? Why I'm asking.
It's like painting. You paint the bread with the peanut butter.
Okay, and then the other slice, what would you do with the jelly?
You'd put peanut butter on the other side too. That's how you do it.
Oh, so you put two sides of peanut butter and then you put
and
jelly
then you put
on
jelly
top?
In the middle.
Okay, I don't think I could. I'm not a huge fan of peanut butter jelly, but I probably wouldn't complain about you making that.
Okay, because here's what happened.
I think your argument just fell apart on you.
No. Who's an asshole that you know?
No.
Let's get to this point.
I went. We were doing a traveling show, and it was inside someone's house, and they brought out a salad.
Okay.
It was just a salad, and I ate it. It said, "This salad is amazing."
Yeah.
Ma'am, could I have the ingredients and the recipe? And she said, "It's just these things." It was spinach.
Okay.
A certain type of dressing, like a Vidalia onion dressing, which she showed me the bottle.
Yeah.
I bought the exact same dressing.
Okay.
Candied pecans. I looked at the bag, bought the exact same ones.
Candied pecans?
Candied pecans.
Oh, what is that?
Pecans?
Pecans.
With a B or is it?
Pecans.
God damn it.
Pecans. Pecan pie.
Yeah, like pecans.
What are candy pecans?
It's like a pecan, but it's candied.
But with what?
Like
you can't just say candied. They're probably, like nerds. What do you mean candied?
No, like sugar. Like
okay,
sugar.
Okay, sugar and pecan.
Like,
all right.
I don't know.
Sorry,
like,
I'm just trying to imagine. Nope.
No, the sugar.
I'm trying to imagine it.
Okay, like if you get like a pecan pie.
Why are you pointing at me?
You said pecan pie.
Yeah, I did. Okay.
So, like on top of pecan pie, there's like the hard
okay,
pecans.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
She showed me and she's like, "This is this brand and this kind." I'm like,
okay.
"All right, I bought that."
Yeah.
Then all I had to put was strawberries and a red onion in it.
Okay.
I made it at home.
Yeah.
My tongue burned, I don't know what happened. But like I just put like the spinach and I put like the dressing in there and then put the stuff on top and I ate it and my tongue started like it felt like I had acid in my mouth.
I'm guessing she has like a procedure she does with it. So maybe I'm guessing like the acid of the strawberry mixed in with the dressing weird and then the onions and then you had maybe the candy or the caramelization fell off. I'm guessing. Like you can't say I'm guessing what happened.
Did you eat it with a fork?
Yes.
Like a metal fork? Are you bad at washing dishes and you just left soap on there or something?
No.
Did you eat it with a plastic fork at the party?
I don't remember.
Oh, shit. Detective work solved.
But don't clap that. But what I did was I was eating it, and I'm like, this is too much dressing. So then I would just put more spinach in there, more spinach. And then next thing I know, I ate like a whole bag of spinach almost.
Okay, so you still had a pretty healthy meal.
But it still
had.
Didn't taste right.
Okay. It's but that's trial and error, though. That's what happens. Sometimes you get recipes, and when you make them the first time, they're not that good. So you just make it again until it gets right.
Yeah.
You didn't fail. That's like every time we've made like something weird, or Sarah makes a lot of dishes, and I make a lot of like... bakery stuff, sometimes you fuck up, and that's what happens. You just try it again until it works.
It's like if Chef Gordon Ramsay was like, I burned a fish, fuck, I'm done.
Or he just fired at everyone in Kitchen Nightmares the first week, you're all out of here! And then everyone just stands around for 14 episodes. I'm gonna make.
To do all the backstories, like, oh man, I've been trying for years and years to be a chef. Fuck it, you're done. Your career's over.
I wanted to see, because he has a show with a bunch of kids.
MasterChef Junior.
Kids Kitchen, but I wanted to see him like treat the kids the same way as he treats the adults. Like,
you can't. There wouldn't be a show.
I know. No, it'd be great. It's like, now butter this bread. I don't know how. Shut the fuck up, you kid. And then like he yells at the kid, and they start crying.
First of all, you did him as Irish. Second of all, he's British. Second of all, who can't butter bread?
Little kids, probably.
Why?
Because they're kids. They don't know anything.
I think you're gonna watch that show.
And yeah, they are very good at.
They're very. Cooking. I think you doubt kids. They're actually really good.
Yeah.
They probably can make that spinach strawberries.
I can still make. Spaghetti sometimes.
Great. That's really hard. I mean, throwing it into a pot of hot water and then dumping a jar on top of it.
You know, you gotta dump the water out first, John. That's your first problem.
No. How gross would that be? To just keep the boiled pot and just pour sauce in it?
That'd be pretty bad.
Oh, speaking of, I learned how to make other things like chili recently. I found the real way to do it. You're supposed
dump
to
dump into a crock pot and boil it?
No, you're supposed to add the seasoning to the meat.
Okay, yeah.
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 What were you doing?
Yeah, I was putting it in the crock pot. I was dumping it in the crock pot.
I think as long as you did you mix it or just leave it?
I left it.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. When you put in seasoning, you have to mix it.
Yeah, what do you mean mix it?
We're saying did you just put the seasoning on top and leave it?
No, there's like water and stuff in there too, probably.
No. What you're saying is you put all the ingredients in the crock pot and then you sprinkled the seasoning on top and left it, right?
Yeah. So
no, you're supposed to mix it.
Well, eventually, after it starts getting hot, you stir it, right?
Oh, okay.
Wait, are you supposed to freeze ice cream? Because I've been putting it in the refrigerator all these years.
Wait, what?
We're making fun of you. Yeah. You should always just keep mixing the ingredients. In crock pots, you should have all the ingredients soaking together all the time. But you learned that. You put it on the meat, and then you put everything around it?
No, because I never browned the meat before, like until like this year or last year, I don't remember.
Well, it depends on the recipe. It really does.
I don't read recipes.
That could be your problem.
Every year at work, we have a soup contest.
Yes.
I just make up the soup.
Have you ever won?
I won once.
Good job.
I made it.
Did no one else go to work that day?
No, they were there. I put like a bunch of things in there. Like I opened some jars and dumped some vegetables.
Vintage isn't a thing.
Vegetables in there, and I did a pretty good job, I guess.
What was it? I feel like we've done this before, but I forgot because I'm always drunk.
I called it Italian chili.
Was there pepperoni in it?
Nope.
Was there ice cream?
Nope.
Oh boy.
No ice cream.
All right.
I made chili, but instead of doing all the real stuff, I just put like Italian sauce. What do we call it? Marinara sauce?
Italians.
And instead of meat, I put meatballs in there.
Oh, okay.
And then some
that
other...
That actually sounds very good.
It was. Yeah. I won. That's why I won, John.
Yeah. Well, I think the real problem is that you... I feel like this is a problem with you overall. I think you try something, and because it didn't go perfectly, you quit instead of just keep trying to make it better until it's good. Like, give me an example of a meal... Oh, I guess the salad. But, like, peanut butter and jelly, we can't really screw up. Another thing you screw up?
Another thing I screw up? I tried making pad thai once.
Okay, no, that's really fucking hard to make.
No, I made I tried making it three times. I gave it away for the third time.
That's understandable.
Yeah, I mean, pad thai is really not easy to make. You picked a really hard one to make. Because you have to combine... Because pad thai, is that with the peanuts in it? And the peanut butter and sauce? You have to mix things together and make a weird sauce?
I didn't have...
Peanut butter?
No, I didn't have, what do you call it? I didn't have spaghetti sauce, so I made, I just like,
Wait. You don't have spaghetti sauce in pad thai.
I know, that's why I made it, because I didn't have spaghetti sauce. I'm like, I cooked noodles, I'm like, oh,
right,
shit.
That's the right way to go.
Yeah, so I made, I was like, I don't have spaghetti sauce. I'm like, I made the noodles, I'm like, oh, shit. So I just, I made some scrambled eggs, and then I dumped peanut butter in them. And then I put like some salt and pepper in there, I think.
What? No. You didn't make pad thai. You dump peanut butter on eggs.
That's what it is.
No.
It's peanut.
You combine pad thai and fried rice.
What?
Like fried rice has the eggs in it where it's peas and carrots and eggs and rice.
Some pad
with a meat, that's a fried rice recipe. Pad thai is where you put noodles and peanut butter and soy sauce together into
like
a mixture.
I like soy sauce. That's probably the problem.
Yes.
Mm. But pad thai is
Pad thai is peanut butter and chili mixed together, and you put it over noodles and like shrimp and cabbage.
No, not shrimp. Chicken.
You can pick whatever.
I put chicken nuggets in it.
It was what?
I microwaved chicken nuggets and I cut them up and put them in the
thing. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Why would you not?
You didn't make pad thai then.
That's my version of it, John.
But then you can't say you tried pad thai. You tried to make up an Asian recipe with chicken McNuggets. That's what you did.
I think they were Tyson chicken nuggets. The brand Tyson.
Yeah, let's focus on that. You still tried to make an Asian recipe with frozen chicken nuggets that you threw in the oven and then
microwave.
Oh, even better. You couldn't wait 20 more minutes?
I already had the noodles are cooked, John.
You gotta manage your time. That's your problem. You're not managing your cooking time well.
I made food today.
I didn't debate that.
But actually,
I think you need to be more patient. You need to get a you need to go online and print out recipes is what you need to do and like follow them. They're free.
The recipes?
Yes.
We have a cookbook.
That's also free. You own it.
Yeah. My aunt bought us a cookbook, The Joy of Cooking, I think.
Yeah.
When we first moved in the house. I don't even know where it is because we put it down when we got it, and it's just been sitting there for like 6 years. I think it might.
I think the recipes are still good.
Here's the thing for 2015, Scott. You should once a week pick out a recipe and make it that week. That should be your goal. You pick it out Sunday and you make it like Tuesday or Wednesday for yourself. So then you start learning how to make recipes, and eventually when you start making other things, you'll remember those and start applying those type of unique techniques to your
recipe.
So
what you're saying is 2015 is the year of recipes.
Yes, it is.
Because every year I have a theme for the year.
I think 2015 should be the year of recipes.
You think so, John? Mike? Uh-oh. No. John. Chris. Michael. Nick. Nick.
Yes.
Okay, that's another issue I've been having lately. I can't remember names.
That's terrible.
And it's getting worse.
Of people like you know forever?
Yeah, at work I keep calling people the wrong names and they get mad.
All right.
Girls get mad.
What's your name?
Mine?
Yeah.
Chelsea.
Chelsea, okay, we'll ask you later if you remember that.
Chelsea.
All right, don't know. You can't focus on it.
I said, okay.
Next, what's your topic, Scott?
The names. I was talking about the names at work.
Oh, right.
They yell at me because I keep calling the wrong girl names.
Now, do you do a word association with them, or do you like look at them a couple times and say it and remember?
No, I know who they are. I just have to remember. If someone says, "Hey, what are you doing?" I'm like, "Oh, nothing, Steve."
You don't say their name.
You don't
just
have
say,
to address them.
Yeah, you just have to say, "I'm good," and walk away and go, "What's their fucking name?" And then you can ask someone else, like, "Is that fucking Steve?" They're like, "Yeah." They're like, "Oh, I'm terrible with names."
But I know their name. But it's like when you say, "What's 2 + 4?" And you just answer right away. You're like, 7. It's that.
No one ever does that. I say 6 because that's correct.
No, but you know, like when you just answer questions without thinking about them.
No, because my brain processes things.
No,
give me an example until I screw up.
What's the capital of Minnesota?
Minneapolis.
What is 7 + 4?
11.
What are you wearing?
An American Eagle shirt.
What is the movie Casablanca?
Black and white. Back in the you're gonna have a panel playing black guy. I don't know.
What is the capital of Minnesota?
St. Paul.
Are those Minnesota?
It's Twin Cities.
It's both of them?
I don't know. One of them. But
I'm sick of this quiz bullshit. This is dumb. All right. Getting back to the point. So, John's right, though. Like, if someone says hi to you, you don't have to acknowledge them with their name. You could just honestly pass by them and not say anything if you want.
That's what I tried to do.
No one's going to assume that you didn't respond because you don't know their name.
Here's the thing, is that Scott feels pressured. I bet Scott feels rude if he doesn't say their name like he's
No, I hate saying names.
Then why then just don't?
Because I have to give their attention. I'm like, hey, Steve. I have to say, like, I go, hey, you. Yeah, you. Look at me.
No, just do it like a person. Just be like, hey. Oh, I guess you have to kind of have to.
Yeah.
But, okay, but don't you work up to that? How many people work in your building?
I don't know, like 40?
That's not a lot. You should be able to know
them. I know their names. It's just like you have to think about them for a while.
But then you don't know them.
Oh, John, who's the pitcher of the Brewers?
Giovanni Gallardo, Kyle Loesch.
Yeah, but if Kyle Loesch was at your work, you'd be like, hey, Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, what's going on?
Yeah, but you wouldn't... You're
he's not. Kyle Loesch. He pitches for the Brewers, and he's at my work. Hey, Kyle, what are you doing here?
Are you saying if you look at pictures, you know everybody's name when you look at a picture?
I'm very good with faces and names.
I guess I'm not.
I'm just... Oh, okay.
Whenever someone's like, hey, what does this person look like? I'm like, I can't think of them until I see a picture sometimes.
Don't look. What color is the shirt of the girl right in front of you wearing?
Green?
Yeah!
Hey! Yes. That's not the person I thought was in front of me. I just guessed green.
What was her name?
Stacy.
Oh, see, we did it.
No.
We did
Andrea?
It. No.
What was the first time?
Christina?
No.
Kathy?
Oh, you're getting closer.
Kernigan-finicity?
No one's name. No one is named Kernigan-finicity.
Colonoscopy? No.
I think you did.
No, I don't remember. Andrea. I said that already?
Mm-hmm.
No idea.
If she comes back, she's going to be very disappointed.
She probably...
better figure it out.
Well, of course...
That's what every girl's ever said to Scott.
I'm just happy they came back.
Exact phrase.
I'm very disappointed. All right, what's the next topic?
I didn't even read these.
That's what I was getting to, huh?
Okay. I have a topic that says... It's loading right now. Hold on. Just a shopping list.
Androids, right?
Yeah.
I just have like 85.
Get one of those
lists.
Windows phones.
Shopping list. I have dry roasted peanuts and maraschino cherries. My shopping list. I bought those already. I can delete them. We had our ice cream day. Remember, I told you this strawberry syrup. John, we're bringing gold circles.
He already forgot your name, man. Yeah.
Stephanie.
Chelsea.
It's Chelsea.
Yeah. See, I'm good with that.
I was close. I said Cassandra.
Nope. Not even close.
And you didn't.
You got the
one.
Beginning letter. There's so many.
There's 20. I had a chance in 1 in 26. That's a one.
No, and you got that. And then the next letter and thereon were completely wrong.
You don't know how to spell her name. Cassandra.
You said Cassandra, which has to be a C-A.
It could have an H silent.
Really?
Yeah. Everything H's are very silent.
If you bring up one Cassandra that goes C-H... I will give you $20.
Well, you're not very confident if you only said $20.
I also love having money.
All right, I wrote one up. God damn it. Complaining?
Right.
I don't know if it says shooting or shut.
Why are you showing it to me like I typed it?
John, what do you think that says?
You spelled probably shooting wrong. It's S-H-H-O-T-I-N-G.
I don't know if that's shouting or shooting. Or shouting. Shouting?
Why don't you ask Siri?
This guy's probably shooting.
Shooting?
Yeah. If you had shouting misspelled, you probably have some weird U
in
there.
It's like you're
somewhere.
Asking us to read your handwriting, but this is a text. This is text.
You have so much control over this.
I wrote walking blindly. John, what do you think about that?
Walking blindly? I'm against it because I can't see anything.
Good choice. What do you think, Nick?
What I think about walking blindly?
I don't know. I think I wrote this about like maybe 4 months ago when we walked around with our glides closed. Do you remember that, John?
No. First of all, I don't have glides. Second of all, what was this? What do you mean?
We were walking around, I think, in this room with our eyes closed. And had people had to touch you. Then.
Yeah.
I mean, not like that. But it's like.
What do I think about it? I think the exercise is stupid.
The exercise, what we did was we walked around blindly. And the eyes were closed.
Yeah, okay,
John, explain it.
You had a partner, and your eyes were closed, and the person had to tell you where to go to trust people. It was a learning exercise of trust.
I didn't trust anybody.
Why? But why? Because they are guiding you. Like, why do you think someone would not let you walk? Like, why do you think people would just let you walk into things?
No, it's like when you go drive, when you drive your car.
And you trust close your eyes?
No, you're driving your car. You trust yourself. But yeah. then someone like you know a little bit, and they're driving, and you're like, I'm going to die.
And that's so different.
No,
that
it's
is
not.
So much different. Okay, so we're doing an exercise with people we know. All we're doing is walking around the room, where the worst that could happen is you hit your ankle on a chair or you take a weird step. A car, you can literally die. Like, that's such different circumstances.
I made Carrie fall off the stage.
Okay, but that's your... But you're yelling about trust, but you're doing that to other people. Because you're doing that to other people, you're afraid they're going to do it to you, and you don't like that.
How would you hit your ankle on a chair? Are you walking sideways?
No, if you do one of those things where, like, you're turning, and you pick up your leg weird, and you just hit it in your ankle.
Okay.
It is really hard to hit directly on your ankle, I think.
Is it?
Try it.
Ow.
Yeah, but you're sitting down. It's a different act.
I don't want to do visual bits on the podcast.
All right, I guess walking blindly is done. Advertise. Advertise?
We skipped shooting altogether, didn't we?
I shot a gun, I guess. That was maybe, I don't know. It was combined with complaining
and taking
a
shot. Shh.
No, it's okay. What are you celebrating?
Life.
What's in that shot?
Oh, nice.
Good choice.
Huge. She was trying to tell me that she's not going to do it all in one shot.
Okay.
It's like bullshit.
Oh, all right. Let's see what happens.
Now we're going to watch you and make sure you don't.
You can do two. I understand it. I've done it before.
That's like two drinks. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's still going to be a man, though.
All right. Click one more time just because.
Okay.
All right.
Hey. Cheers.
And.
Hey! Way too slow. That's not going to help at all.
It's going to burn.
Yep, wash that down.
Yep,
to be fair, beer. Though, you don't see a lot of girls just even like being brave enough to shoot Jameson in the first place.
Really? You don't know a lot of Irish girls.
I don't.
I like Jameson, but I didn't expect it to be in a
two shots. No, it's okay. I understand. I've been there. Girl. I've been there, girl.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay, here's the weird moment. Okay, there is a girl in the show, and she kept talking. Here's the weird moment is because they mentioned multiple times, and they're really gone, right? Okay.
Yeah.
They mentioned multiple times, like he did, and like the way she brought it up, like she's literally been in a mental institute.
What?
And so yeah, right. So, like, because the first guy, Kyle, brought up a hospital bed, and she goes, "Do you mean like a regular hospital or a mental hospital?" And he goes, "Regular hospital." She goes, "Oh, good, because the other ones suck." She said that. And then when we were talking, she like muttered something about like the guy did was like, "Yeah, my sister's been in those crazy houses." Like there was three signs where I went, "Oh no, I can't. I want to yell at them, but I can't enough. Like she might have a knife. She's been to things." That's what I was worried about.
She's been to things?
So she's not all there. Like she's probably a very nice girl, but she's loud and she doesn't understand the concept of not yelling during shows cuz she's at least 25, so what adult has learned that. But I felt bad. Like I felt a little bit bad at the end because I'm like, oh, she probably has some problems, and then she's laughing at this, and then I hope she never comes back.
Wow.
I just hope that she doesn't help the show. She was at the roast last week. She was yelling at me to yell at her. It's like, it's because of fucking Randy. And so
it's been a while since Randy talked to the podcast,
though.
What? Oh,
just singing Stain.
He had to bring someone else that heckles.
Yeah, he had to bring. Yeah,
that's what it was.
Isn't it an apprentice?
Yeah, it's
because
Randy.
Like the first episode, remember he fell asleep during the episode. And
who?
Randy. During the very first episode, he fell asleep.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, that was good.
It's like a reality show that no one else is in on besides them.
Yeah. And there's no cameras.
And only one contestant.
Yes.
But anyways, yeah, they're gone and it's fine. We'll survive.
Well, see, the thing is, at least for this, I'm okay with interaction because then it's fun. Because, like, these girls, Sophia and Candles.
We never got her name, first of all, and that's Chelsea.
I said, is it your name close to Candles?
Carrie.
Oh! That's two first letters.
But you didn't know her name.
That just shows I'm a psychic. But Sophie sounds close to Chelsea. Sophie, yes. It kind of rhymes. Guys, I'm nailing it, right? And look at...
You're nailing it?
No, totally
I'm
going to get a number after this.
I could get five...
You couldn't even jokingly be confident. You couldn't even jokingly make like a weird sex joke for no reason. You're like, I'm gonna. And you panicked. First of all, if you ever want to approach a girl and do something like funny and sexual,
punch a girl.
No, approach a girl.
I heard you say punch a girl.
No, if you're gonna approach a girl, by the way, that guy's sexy. Second of all, if you're ever.
Oh, visual.
Oh,
gag.
Visual jokes. Oh.
We all got it. And if you're gonna approach a girl to say something sexy, don't be sucking on a DQ smoothie. Don't just be like, hey girl, you wanna come to my
I think I ordered the wrong kind because the bottom's a little frothy. Is this right?
I don't drink. This is the first smoothie I've ever had. You mean sugar cup?
Yeah.
This is the first smoothie I've had in like probably 3 years.
I think I ordered the original instead of the premium. It's my fault, guys. Right, the premium one is more like a smoothie. I think they use ice. I don't know what's happening.
No, it's okay.
I don't even know where.
I just know that there's no nutritional value in anything that's in here. They say strawberries, but I bet it comes in like a frozen pouch from like New Hampshire, and then there's just little dots in there that's sugar.
New Hampshire's very known for their shitty strawberry sugar.
New Hampshire.
That's where I'm going for my next trip for my anniversary is New Hampshire sugar factories.
I hear they have bears up there. No, that's Vermont. Never mind.
No.
Vermont has bears.
Vermont has bears?
Yeah, I heard.
From who?
This news.
Where?
There was like a guy who, like, it was like a mayor had a bunch of bears attacking his bird feeders. I don't remember.
Does that mean Vermont has bears?
Yeah, there's a couple bears.
Wisconsin has bears.
We have a lot of bears here.
Chicago has bears. You saw that coming, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if they suck. I was still right. High five.
No, stop yelling at the girls.
No, I wasn't yelling at them. I was just gonna,
Speaking of
what's
Scott,
her name?
Come on, Scott.
Chelsea.
You literally need a couple seconds.
Yeah, I need to like move things
around.
You
need like visual cues to have your brain start processing.
Finger magic. Finger, you did this.
Yes. There goes that confidence again. Girls will talk about finger magic and I just had to. I shut down.
Because it's like they're pussies.
John is the one married up here too.
Cause I don't give a fuck. I'm confident. I don't care.
I bought your smoothie, so you're welcome. You didn't even drink any of it.
Some of it. All right. Not any of it. You like everyone here has literally seen me drink it. Anyway. All right. What's the next part?
Next part. Oh. I thought you were trying to make me guess her name. It's Kara.
Jinx. You owe me a smoothie.
Karen.
No, you had it.
That's my mother.
Oh shit.
This is.
Oh no. Now you. Oh, now she's gonna think of her mom all the time.
Carol.
No. That's my aunt.
How do you? Does your family have the same names for everything? Carol, Karen, Kayla, Kyle.
We just said it, Kara.
You said she got mad. Do you know Kyle?
It's Carrie. It's right. Carrie.
Thank you.
Carrie.
Yeah, now you're.
Oh, shit.
You're the dog host. I can bring it back now because they're sitting in the hall. The show is canceled.
Yeah,
again?
Yeah, again.
Jinx, you owe me a smoothie.
I did.
Nope, another one.
Nick, trade.
No, I like that one.
Anyways, we got. Look at that. It's about time where we do the. What is wrong with my phone? What's locked? Something's locked on here.
You don't have to say everything out loud.
What is this? What is that?
Look. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how iPhones work.
Okay. Now this is the part we usually talk about our secrets section. Scott's secrets section. Right? What was the song we did? Anyways. So usually.
Time for Scott. Secret. Time for tell. Secret. Doo-doo. You tell one and I'll tell one. Doo-doo. We'll all get weird and then we'll fuck. Scott's secret.
I don't like that song.
I don't like that song.
I'm indifferent about it.
So, normally I bring something to the table.
Did you swipe at the wind?
I was going to push away my voice. Normally, uh-oh.
SpaghettiOs.
You
can make SpaghettiOs, right?
Yeah, I don't eat them, but I make them sometimes.
You just make them and then have them sit there?
Well, you have to add water to them, otherwise they're too thick.
Ew.
You add water, just a little bit of water.
Oh boy. I'll bring up my secret right away. So there's a guy at my work who every morning when I get into work and I refill my water glass, he makes two cans of SpaghettiOs or the shitty like spaghetti things for breakfast in the same bowl every morning. And it's really gross.
So does he put one in the microwave, eat it, and then put the next one in?
No, he puts both of them, and then he like has the same bowl, and he just like rinses it, and then he fills it. So like at 8:30 in the morning, it just smells SpaghettiOs.
Gross.
That's not a secret about you.
Yeah,
I haven't told anyone that.
I'm sure he knows.
Oh, it's not about me. I can rethink.
Oh, good news, by the way. I finally got a little lunch bag thing. So now I can carry all my bread and meat in one lunch bag instead of a paper bag or a plastic bag.
All right, we're slowly getting there.
It's like this big. It's like a foot and a half tall.
Yeah, but no one really cares, right? It's, like at work, no one
I don't
judges
know.
It, right?
I just got it. I just got it for free from work. So then they said
That's a sign.
No, actually,
we're sick of your sandwiches.
No. The girl actually up front, she's like, now you can put your loaf of bread in there. She was happy for me. Because sometimes...
Yeah, but that's like saying like, oh, look, the mentally handicapped kid made a basket.
Okay, well, here's the thing about that.
This is really frothy.
Here's the thing. Because my bread, I don't keep it in the fridge anymore. I put it in my desk drawer forget about it. One time I pulled out and it looked like a cocoon.
That's how much mold was on it?
Yes. Do you want to see a picture?
You probably endangered the entire office.
It was still sealed. The bag was like twisted tied.
That's should have been on that
that's
shit.
That's like saying, don't worry, Ebola is just in this plastic bag. No one's going to get it.
So they have to put it in the... Did you ever have a dream where... Sorry.
Finish.
I'm trying to think and look at pictures at the same time. I want to show you the bread.
Do your finger thing while you're thinking.
Okay. Here. See?
Oh, God, Scott.
It's blue. The bread is blue.
Well, here's his mistake. It's not like an actual loaf of bread. It's one of those you buy at the grocery store where they're going to go bad pretty easily. So that's what the
it's
ones
like
you're buying.
Fresh made bread.
Yeah.
That they're like, eat this in the next
three days or you're fucked.
Yeah.
I waited 2 months.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's why you bring two slices of bread to work with you in your sandwich and eat it so you have the rest at home so you don't waste it.
Like a loaf of Wonder Bread has so many preservatives in it that you could probably leave it on your desk.
But
or
fresh
in a drawer
bread.
For 2 months and it'd be fine, but yeah.
Oh.
Is that your secret?
No. My secret is I noticed recently, you know how dogs pee?
Yes.
Like the male dogs, not the female dogs. The female dogs like squat down and pee.
Yeah.
The male dogs lift their leg and pee on a tree or whatever.
Yeah.
I noticed...
My dog does both.
Isn't your dog a girl?
Yeah, she does both. She'll squat down and pee, but if she's near a tree, she'll lift up her leg like a guy.
Aw. So you can't get mad at me for calling it a he.
No, I can. It's still a she, but she just has a trait of a male dog.
Oh, okay.
That's like saying a girl wears a flannel shirt. You're like, oh, it's a guy.
Whoa, that's mean.
Exactly. That's my point.
You just made fun of...
That's my point.
Made fun of what?
No, you did nothing. He's just trying to turn the tables.
Finger magic.
Shh, shh.
I was saying...
Uh-oh. Courtney. Nope. Candles. Damn it. Something candles. Chelsea.
And this one.
Carrie.
Nice.
Woo!
All right.
Thinking. Sound
I know the girls are making fun of me. Typical night. What was the question?
Oh, I was saying it was unfair to call my dog, who's a female, a male because she lifts her leg sometimes to pee.
Well, I'm just saying if you don't pee on a shirt, John. Wait,
what
was the question? Anyways, so I notice whenever I go to the bathroom.
You lift your leg?
I kind of do. Like I'll.
No, you don't.
Yeah, not all the way up, but like. I'll, like, you know when you have your feet flat on the ground? I'll, like,
you mean every time you're supposed to pee? You're supposed to have your feet on the ground?
Yes. But, like, I'll lift, like, the right one. Like, I'll, like, stand on my tippy toe just on that side. And it's
that's
really...
That's so weird.
I know it. That's...
He's got his
urinal too tall.
So, like, that's so weird. Why?
I don't know.
Why do you lift your foot?
I just always catch myself and I'm, like, peeing. I'm, like, what the hell? I'm, like, do you have a question?
No. Or, similar to lifting your pinky when you drink.
I do that too.
Oh, well, there's a correlation maybe.
Some classics, I lift my foot when I pee.
Yeah, no, no, no.
I'm classy.
Classy.
It's like an automated response. Like something happened to you. You're probably touched by an uncle. And it's like when you have a beer and you peel the labeling, you're sex deprived, like that sort of thing. Like that.
Oh my God. Is that why I always peel the beer off?
Yes, it is.
What if happens if I tear apart a cup?
You look at need this. To masturbate immediately, or you're
I'm like,
or you're gonna murder someone.
I'm tearing the seam apart.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It's gonna be.
By
good.
The way, Scott doesn't masturbate a lot. That's why he's so on edge all the time.
John, this girl's here.
I know. Well, they want to know you want to do it.
This is good.
Some girls are into that stuff. Like she's like, ooh, he's saving up for me.
Jesus.
What?
That's just only in the movies, John.
Girls have fetishes, man.
He looks a little flushed.
Because I get warm fast from me drinking all these cold drinks.
By the way, speaking of that, I do have a secret. When I shave sometimes, okay. I have an electric razor. And what happens is when
you
I start shaving...
To me.
What?
You said you use Dollar Shave Club,
both.
Damn it.
I have to do both. That's how much hair I have.
Oh, that's cool.
So I shave in the shower with shaving cream, and I still have to do an electric razor, and this is my result at 5. So what I'll do is I'll start doing an electric shaver, and then I'll look, and my hand will automatically do this. It's like I'm resting on a ledge, and like I'll do that, and like anybody who's ever walked in the room and going, what are you doing with your hand? I'm like...
I think I do that
acting
too,
like
actually.
A gay stereotype in the 90s.
Oh, I think you're like leaning like, hey...
No, I do this. It's weird. But like I even if I start miming it, my hand will do it.
That's weird. Why?
Why do you pee with your foot up? We're at a crossroads.
Maybe because I don't know.
Maybe you were probably in a public bathroom when you were a kid and you had to like do on your tippy toes and like someone made fun of you. So like you put down one foot to be normal, but you still did that, and then like now you still do that.
Or maybe because I always liked the idea of peeing off of things like cliffs.
But you wanted to be grounded, but wanted to be dangerous?
Maybe. Because peeing...
I think we figured it out
honestly,
pretty quickly,
though,
actually.
Peeing off of things is great. Like, I feel sorry for girls, because peeing... Like, being able to pee, like, just walking
Why
around...
Why do you feel bad? Because they're always peeing off of things?
No. No, I'm just saying, like, because it's like... Because we have it so easy when it's, like, we're outside. Like, we can just pee.
That's true.
And then we can, like, go, when we go camping, we're like, we can just pee into this river, or onto this tree, or into this hole.
Don't pee into girls.
No.
I totally agree with you.
They can too. They have these like devices that they can like.
I saw that the funnel thing that they invented.
It's essentially a funnel.
They invented like a funnel thing for outdoor camping for girls that you can just like put on a shibi.
Shiwi.
Oh, a shiwi. I thought it was a shibi.
But you know what? I think that's for bitches.
Whoa.
What? I am totally free and willing to pee outside. All the time.
But you still gotta squat.
You do, but you know what? It's very freeing.
But it's weird if you're in the woods and you squat down and like a fern touches your butthole.
Wait, why did you say like you? Why did you say that like you've been there? Like, yeah, isn't it weird if you bend down and some poison ivy rubs up against your butt and you're just itching it?
You had the word hole on there, didn't you?
All right, Nick, what's your secret?
My secret? I actually played bass for a while. Is that... This is not a good enough secret?
No, that's fine.
Wait.
Yeah, but the thing is, I taught myself, so I strummed every chord with my thumb.
Oh, like bass guitar. I was thinking like baseball. Like, I played bass, like just one bass. I'm like, I don't know.
Like, I just didn't finish my sentence?
Yeah.
Then he would say I played third base.
I don't know.
I did play baseball for a while.
That's like if video games, if you played them, you're like, I play station. What kind of station? Train?
I don't know what game he's referring to.
No, it was a joke about...
I didn't interrupt your guys' secrets.
God, sorry, train station. Gotcha. Sorry, I was thinking like, you're like, oh, PlayStation, what game? Training simulator or something. baseball spaghetti, goals. Go.
So anyways, I taught myself.
Bass.
But I only strummed with my thumb, and you're supposed to use like your pointer and your middle finger.
Yeah.
And my band instructor would walk through like my practice room every day, and he'd be like, "Oh, you're still playing with your thumb, huh?" And I'm like, "Yeah, okay."
He's not a good band instructor.
Yeah, he wasn't. He was
terrible.
He would never like teach me how to do it like the normal way. He's like, "Okay, good luck with that." I was like, "Okay."
Did you get a credit for this?
No. I mean, it was just like a.
Elective?
Yeah. No, it was just like on my own free time.
Oh, so it wasn't like you...
It was an extracurricular.
Okay. I thought like you like wandered into like a band class and you're like, I'm going to join this class and not get a credit for it.
But still, someone that's passionate about music should be like, I'm going to teach you to do it the right way. Yeah. It only takes like 15 seconds to teach me exact... Because I didn't even know I was supposed to use those two fingers. I just assumed that I was doing everything wrong. So he didn't really teach me.
And then you're just really impressed by the actual bass players and bands using their thumb for every single beat. Like... That's how bass go.
That's how I always play Guitar Hero. And then I learned I was doing it the wrong way.
Maybe that's
like, I strum down, but then up and down, up and down.
Maybe that's why I did it. Maybe that's why I did it.
Well, that was different. Guitar Hero, you like had to use your thumb, or again, it would hurt.
No, you do up and down.
What do you mean? No, you can do whatever you want. It's Guitar Hero. Who cares?
No, you need
I did
to.
It. No, but I did it wrong, and now I'm doing it right.
Did you have an abandoned instructor come in and tell you that you're doing Guitar Hero wrong?
No, but I had friends tell me I was doing it wrong.
Like your recipes.
Yeah.
You have good friends.
I thought that was going to be a bigger laugh. It was going to be the ending. It was going to be great.
Oh, speaking of ending, it's about time for us to wrap up. So, let's wrap up with a song.
The wheels on the bus.
No. So, Nick, thanks for coming and filling Mike's spot.
What
was that? I was trying to fist bump you, but it was got downwards.
It got downwards?
It's like a fist bang.
It's like a fist. Yeah, it's a fist bang.
It's a fisting.
No, wait,
good old fist bang.
Scott, like... you're the worst person that could ever fist somebody.
What?
You have giant hands.
Oh yeah,
you would annihilate anyone.
They would, even if like they're 2 months pregnant, the baby would come.
What?
Back. What?
Why was that the first thought?
No, I'm just saying like if you no like not at the time, like things are just fucking Christ.
This is a weird note. I should come up with something.
So okay. So speaking of saying things wrong, there's a lady at work. I don't want to get too specific, but
she's probably listening.
She won't listen because. But for
it's
the longest
really
time,
awkward when Scott's fisting her and then this comes up. And
Jesus. No, but like it's one of those situations where she doesn't. She's so oblivious to inappropriate things because she's very church. Driven.
Okay.
So she'll say words and phrases completely wrong.
Yeah.
And we have to try to get her to stop saying it.
All right, go. What, like what?
So, for instance, if we had like a small job to print.
Yeah.
And it was like maybe like 100 copies and it was like 4 sheets stapled. We didn't have a machine to have to like the fold those with a staple in it. So we'd have to hand fold it,
so
which costs
an
extra.
Job?
Yeah. So she'd always refer to them as hand jobs.
No.
Yes.
Okay, even if...
So she'd be like, oh, was that... So we're sitting there like, she's in building, like, that's the 4 sheets. Was that a hand job? I'm like,
no,
I folded
doesn't.
It by hand.
Okay, first of all, there's no way she's never given a hand job or heard of it. Second of all, if that does happen, she should be fired for being stupid. Like, if you're that dumb, like, if you don't know what hand job means, you're dumb. Like, what happened?
She kept saying it over, like, for months. And no one corrected her because it's kind of funny.
And who did?
One of the ladies in the back, she's like, what did you say? She's like, what? We had to fold it by hand. I'm like, no, you said something else. Don't say that if you want to be.
Then why didn't they just go, by the way, hand job is a sexual act and you probably shouldn't say it like that? Why didn't anyone just say that?
Because she probably would have cried.
But she's an adult. Like, what's going on here? Why can't someone say hand job and then go, you shouldn't say that at work? And then why would she cry?
It's funny, that's why.
It's kind of funny to teach foreigners that a high five is called a hand job.
Have you done that?
Good night, everybody.